Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Our programs and services include Rides to Care, a place to stay closer to treatment, or access to information and day-to-day guidance, all for free. To see how we can help you, visit cancer.org today.
Good morning. Unless maybe you're a Cowboy fan. It is time to skip the BS, Jerry. It's time for Undisputed. It's time to dive deeply into a fascinating NFL draft night with a former first overall pick in Keyshawn Johnson and a former first round pick of the Dallas Cowboys, 11th overall, Michael Irvin. I guess that means Keyshawn was better than you.
Right, 111. Ain't at 111. That's that good luck number. You know what I'm saying?
That's that good luck number. Oh, yeah, you did 11, too. Okay.
111. That's great.
But wait a second. Wait a second. You wound up in the Hall of Fame, and he...
First of all, Skip, here's what I'm going to tell you.
I knew I would push that button. Yeah.
Don't try it. Circumstances a little bit different. But as I would always say before you go ahead and tee us up to the Cowboys, I wouldn't trade my career for anybody's except two guys.
I honor that.
And both of them got three rings.
That is true.
One dude sitting next to me and the other dude in Northern California. Outside of that, I'm good.
Okay.
But you know what? No, but to that, that brings up a great point, though, Keith. When you were picked one overall, it really was the worst team in the National Football League picking one overall. Now Chicago really wasn't the worst team in the National Football League. And they picked first, number one overall.
Time out. He did go to the worst team, and then Jimmy came, and then Troy came, and then Emmitt came.
Both share other things in common. Yeah. We both went 1-15 in our careers. Right?
Yeah, boy, that was.
I went 1-15 my rookie year. Well,
that's a hard day, too, boy. You even walking around the city at 1-15.
Man, we went 1-15. The game that we won, Coach came to the locker room and said, we still got a chance to make the playoffs because we can go 8-8.
Okay. Just don't go 1-15 on this show today, and we'll be just fine. All right.
Get you.
So Michael and I talked yesterday about how much we wanted the Cowboys to take Graham Barton with their first round pick at number 24. Clearly, Michael was hearing that they had their eyes on Barton. So was I. I was afraid the Eagles would take Graham Barton at 22 to replace Jason Kelce at center. But no, Graham Barton was there at 24. A potential perennial Pro Bowl center, a plug and play to replace Tyler Biadasz, who, of course, went to Washington free agency. And Jerry Jones traded back to 29. He got an extra third round pick. That's the 9th pick in the third round to go with the 24th pick in the third. And, of course, right on schedule, Tampa snatched Graham Barton at 26. And Baker Mayfield said, thank you, Jerry. At 29, Jerry took a player I've watched a whole lot, Tyler Guyton, who played left tackle at the school I grew up loving, the University of Oklahoma. He's a 6'8" athlete, but he's a huge project. He's no Graham Barton, and certainly not yet. And the Cowboys need instant impact from their rookies because they have lost so much in free agency and done so very little. So, Michael, would you please talk me off the ledge when it comes to Guyton over Barton?
Man, it's hard to talk you off the ledge, okay. but let me attempt this in this way. Now, you do know this is the same regime. Now, I'm just trying to talk you off the ledge because that was the question. That's what you asked.
That's what I asked.
The same regime that has drafted offensive lineman like Tyron Smith, who's going to be a Hall of Famer.
No doubt.
The Travis Frederick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll be teetering right there at the Hall of Fame.
I mean, he had to prematurely
stop. Right. Stop it, but he'll be teetering for what he did. And certainly Zach Martin, all of those guys. And recently, Tyler Smith.
I'll give you that.
So they've had some
tremendous jobs.
Great.
And even if you go back to your days, they've done a tremendous job.
Right. You go back to those days. Yeah. And if you go back to those days when you had that offensive line in place and had it intact, was the most successful days.
Eric Williams and Larry Allen.
Big fella Nate Newton, yep. Mark Tua, and they God bless his soul and bless him, and Kevin Gogans and Mark Stephens, all of those guys. So offensive linemen are important. Did you know that also?
What's the other left tackle the big left tackle that played with me?
Flo was a Pro Bowler. I'm glad you got Flo in there. Right. You know what I'm saying? We got big Flo in there because Flo is important. But when you start talking about, you start looking at it and you do a comparative analysis to what we saw Chicago do yesterday. Chicago pulled off a Houston Texan.
Yep.
You see what I mean? And got it all in one fair swoop. And you were like, ooh. Mm-hmm. So right now, everybody in Chicagoland, you feel like, man, you won a Super Bowl right here. And you're certainly got, you're going to be excited about the season. The Cowboys haven't done anything in free agency. You know, you signed Royce Freeman, and now you're going to get Tyler.
Royce Freeman.
Yeah.
Royce Freeman? Back,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So that's why I understand you're on
gotta
that list.
Gotta have body, Skip.
Yeah. I understand you're on that list, Skip. I was on that list, too.
Yeah.
At 24, I'm like, wait. Because we had him.
We had him.
And when you see the highlights now, let's be real. When you see the highlights. Tackles are more important than centers.
True.
Every time you take tackle over center.
Yeah.
And if this thing pans out great, and the Cowboys, if they do use guy in their center at one tackle, and then they want to drop and put Tyler Smith at the other, you can say, boy, they got their bookend tackles for the next 10 years.
Yes.
And that's a huge get if it plays out that way.
Ooh, look at that
block. But even watching Graham Barton, watching him on, you know, all the draft shows, he looked a lot more polished.
Mm-hmm.
He looked a lot more polished, even though he was ranked 35th, third best interior lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And Guyton was ranked 36th, sixth best tackle.
Okay.
You see what I mean? So it's balancing around
all
in
right.
the same area. I'm just trying to talk you off the ledge here, Skip. It's balancing around the same area. And if this kid pans out, this really would be a very good get. But everybody talks about it as a project. He has raw skills, but he needs some work.
Before you said pan out, what was the word that you used before you said pan out?
About what was it?
But you said if. See, that's the problem.
If he pans out.
But here's what I'm going to do for you, though, Skip.
But I gave you the backup of all the other greats that have panned out.
That's, I get it,
and
man. They done a great job, and Hudson Hawk was there and all that. I get it. I understand. I understand that. as I told you yesterday, they were not going to sit at 24. I tried to tell you that. You say, oh, no, we're going to get Graham.
But I think they're
going to move out of that spot. They probably overplayed their hand because they figured, I got two guys I like. I got the Graham kid and I got the Tyler kid. I mean, I got the Tyler Guyton kid from Oklahoma.
Right.
So they say, okay, we move down.
Right.
We can pick up a third-round pick in this year's draft because the seventh-round pick that we giving them, That he won't make the team anyway.
It's next year,
and he probably ain't gonna make the team anyway. Okay. And if he does, it's practice squad.
But I don't give credit for that third round pick until I see what you pick with that pick.
Well, I understand, give you credit for it because you got it.
Well, you got it, but if you did nothing with it, then why do I give you credit for it?
So
let me see what you
do.
If you give me a player that's going to participate this year, then I'm going to give you credit.
And that may be the case. They may have their eye on somebody. I'm not in the room. I'm just giving you, I'm trying to give you the positives.
Oh, we get Skip off the ledge.
Without putting you up there with Skip on the ledge.
Like, we're helping Skip.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
We're helping Skip off.
So now I'm going to put you on the ledge with
me. Okay.
Because what you tried to tell me and sell me on was some words that I can't use on TV. Starts with a B and ends with some S's.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I would say to you. You told me about all those great dudes, all the great ones that we played with, played against, all of that offensive line. Here's the problem that you have. None of them was graded by Pro Football Focus as a 63. Now, that 63 last season That's not good.
Yeah, he's 14 starts. Yeah, that's 14 and 29 starts.
It's not good. You got 14 starts out of 21 games you played in.
Right. 29 games.
That's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good.
If he's a late developer, he's a late developer.
That's fine. You're a late developer.
So it means he's closer to his floor than his ceiling.
None of them was rated that low. So it's a little bit of a reach. But it's a need because you had to address the offensive line.
We talked about this yesterday.
There was a need.
Yeah.
And anytime there's a need and you feel good about the grade on the person that's sitting on your board, you go ahead and you get him. It's not a sexy pick by no stretch of the imagination. It's not a sexy pick. It's not. And so when you look at it, let me ask you this because you would know the question. Both of y'all might know the question is, why is it that Jerry and the Dallas Cowboys always reach for players in their region? Why? And when I mean that Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas region, is it he's focused in on filling the seats with the fan base?
Come on now.
I'm just asking.
Those seats are full.
That's what I was going to say.
The seats are always full. They're always full.
And the jerseys are always selling.
Right.
Okay, but
why is he always?
Okay,
because outside of Roy Williams, the safety.
Yeah, I know. Look,
that went to Oklahoma.
Bad boy.
The rest of them dudes in that region don't never pan out for y'all.
CD is panning out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Come on.
Well, CD. Okay, you got me there. CD is panning out. CD is panning out.
Yeah,
he has panned out. There is no panning.
Micah is from Pennsylvania, so it's not like they just keep doing it high in the draft.
But it's like every time I look up, though, there's an infatuation with that right up in there. It is, Skip. If you look at the history, and I'm trying to understand, why is he all? Do they? I know they do go outside of there because they've got on the West Coast and got guys.
I mean, Tyler Smith was from Tulsa, but it's not exactly Oklahoma or Texas. I mean, he was completely off the radar in Tulsa.
It's still the region, though.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, for the most part,
Their families are probably Cowboy fans. If it's what you're
getting. No, I'm just trying to understand why they always going in that
Jerry's
direction.
Jerry's getting all those people just to sell more jerseys. He's not worried about
winning championships. No. They're gonna
sell jerseys. That's what it seems like you're intimating.
I'm just asking a question.
Why going down that road?
I'm just asking. I just wanted to know for my own self. That's all.
It's hard to get you off the ledge on this because you wanted something
put him
sexy.
Back.
You wanted something exciting.
The dude is okay. Let's see what it is.
But the line pick was never going to be exciting.
No, it's not that.
Yeah, but you could have picked the line. Skip thinking. You could have stayed and got Graham.
And I am exciting.
I'm out of my mind about this because Graham Barton is going to be a stud because he is a pro's pro. He started 39 games, albeit at Duke, but he started 39 games. And he started all those games at left tackle. And the only reason he has agreed to project to center is because he's T-Rexy. He's got short arms, and he can play left tackle at a high level because he made first team all ACC at left tackle. And I'm not going to be shocked if they bring him in and they try him a little bit in the preseason games and he winds up at left tackle. It wouldn't shock me a bit. But his future, his home is going to be at center. And you know and I know, we talked about it yesterday, how important the center position is.
So important. And it hurt me.
You know he's smart. He went to Duke. Let's start there.
And that's the most important part.
You got to be smart.
That's the most important
part. At
that position.
At that position. And everybody says, wasn't the biggest dude in the world.
No, he was not.
Most centers aren't the biggest dudes.
Very smart.
Okay. And yet center position is the easiest to pick in the first round. The stat is that over the last decade, 92% of the centers picked in the first round are hits because it's something you can see and feel and project. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's so awesome. He is sitting there. And to Keyshawn's point, we are no longer in the luxury position of saying, let's get cute here. Let's back out of this. We'll pick up an extra third, and we might hit on that third, to your point. Maybe they'll hit a home run with that high pick in the third round. But we are no longer in that position. We have had a mass exodus of free agents. We have signed virtually nobody except bodies, or maybe that Eric Kendricks will be pretty good as a sort of quarterback of a linebacker for Coach Zimmer coming in. I'll give you that, but that's it. This period, end of story, because Royce Freeman, are we actually bragging about Royce Freeman?
It's a body.
Okay, it's a body.
It's a body.
Okay, so here's
training
my point.
Camp, you know.
Graham Barton started 39 games. I know Tyler Guyton because he started a grand total of 14 games in his career. He has extreme ability for his height. He is an athlete.
Trust me.
And he is a long athlete who can envelop. He can pass block at a high level already. I'm watching my team last year. He can't run block a lick because here is the point. Michael, you know this and I know this. If we're talking about Tyler's and we're talking about Tyler Smith, what is his greatest quality? It's his nastiness, his edge,
his
drive. It's all that. And this kid, Tyler Guyton, is a real nice kid. He's an emotional kid and a sensitive kid, and he's a big, overgrown kid right now who could turn into something pretty special. But we are talking plug and play with Barton, and we are talking wait and see with Tyler Guyton. My team, your team, is not in wait and see mode right now because we can't take luxury picks. We need instant impact because the rest of the division is just getting better and better and better. Last night, everybody got better. You love that quarterback that Washington got. And all of a sudden, the Giants gave Daniel Jones a real live weapon, right? And again, you guys like Marvin Harrison over neighbors, but still, they got somebody good. And Philly took the best cornerback on the board.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I'm saying, and wait, we reached for Tyler Guyton, who could be something in 3 years, but we don't have 3 years anymore. It's not like we are the 90s dynasty Cowboys coming off our third Super Bowl. If we were, and you picked Tyler Guyton after you guys won in 95, I'd say, way to go, Jerry, because you stockpile a potential Pro Bowl player. But that's not what's happening right now because – You picked a kid who doesn't have. What did Eric Williams have in him? What did Larry Allen?
They're just nasty.
These are cold-blooded killers on the football field. I don't think we just took that. And here's the point of Tyler Guyton. He started at TCU, and one game at TCU. Guess what position he started at? On offense, he started at H-back. That should tell you he's got athletic ability, like extreme, maybe freaky athletic ability. Right. But to play that position the way you have to play it,
you know
Tyron Smith. What is he made of? He doesn't say much.
He just plays football. He's a nasty dude.
He's just a nasty dude. He doesn't say a word.
Look, Tyler Guyton.
And that's exactly
Tyler Guyton could grow into a nasty dude.
I don't know about it. I don't know if you can grow into.
Me neither. Not that kind of nasty. You can join with nasty guys,
and
we can call you a nasty offensive line.
Absolutely.
But you can't grow into Big E nasty.
No, that's got to be something down in you. We didn't say Big E. I'm saying the same thing you said, Michael. Growing in nasty with your group of offensive linemen, you can't be the feather with the rest of them dudes being nasty. You can't do it. One of the things with him, though, Skip, you said 29 games. I just realized it's 21 overall games he played between Oklahoma and TCU in two seasons.
Okay.
That's it.
He was at TCU for 2 years. I think he redshirted a year.
But he wasn't on the field much. His inexperience.
It's extreme inexperience.
It's inexperience, but here's what I would tell you. I wouldn't panic because there's been a lot of offensive linemen throughout the years that have either moved from tight end to the offensive line, or even our guy in Philadelphia that came over that was a rugby player that just got the big payday.
Mailata.
Mm-hmm. He's now one of the best dudes in the league.
They had him on from Australia calling out the
Can't really start to panic yet. Okay. I understand it's not a sexy pick.
Yeah.
It's a laughable pick for me.
You know what? That's a good comp.
You know?
This kid could turn into Jordan Mailata because he's 6'8".
He could.
We need to be careful. We're talking about our disappointment. It's the happiest day in this kid's life.
Oh, is it?
And it's an opportunity now. It's an opportunity because what we're measuring are the things that we see and what we may have heard. But nobody knows this kid Hart, and if he's playing for his team, you know, because he's in proximity, like you're talking about, who knows what's going to produce
from
that?
You just don't know.
So I just want to make sure.
It's not sexy.
Here's what I hate about this. there is now more of a spotlight on him because Jerry traded back and Cowboy Nation is now fully aware. Oh, well, there's that Graham Barton kid. And all of a sudden, you're going to pit Graham Barton over time against Tyler Guyton. And the spotlight, the scrutiny will be on Tyler Guyton. But remember, he didn't pick himself here. It's not his fault. If he doesn't pan out, it's Dallas's fault.
I like the fact that he's athletic. He played on the defensive side of the ball in the past. I mean, he's played an H-back. Yeah. He's athletic. So you could do some stuff with him to get him,
The first thing they said when they talked about Graham Barton was, this kid is nasty.
Yeah.
And that's
this dude is ready.
He could have been ready. Like a Quentin Nelson
That's another good one. I can't even take
the win over when you said, well, tackle the center. That's the win, tackle the center, because it was really tackle to tackle. But with the ability to play center, that's what Quinn Barton
And by the way, we need a left tackle, obviously, although Tyler Smith has the capability of moving out there and being just fine, but he would prefer to stay home at left guard. Okay, so Tyler Guyton started one game at Oklahoma at left tackle.
Right, but he's a right tackle.
I don't know the details of what happened, but it didn't work out, although I'm going to give the kid a break because the quarterback at that point was Dylan Gabriel, who is left-handed, and they switched him immediately to right, and it's in part because the blind side protector is the other side. It's flipped, okay? So, look, here's the point.
But he also says he plays better on the right, though.
Yeah, he does. I think he would prefer to be on the right, and we have a right tackle we just gave a whole lot of money to who's pretty good in Terrence Steele. So none of this makes great sense now. Yeah. Maybe later it makes great sense. Maybe he'll turn into a Pro Bowl or maybe, I don't know, God knows, a Hall of Fame left tackle. But that's going to be 2 or 3 years down the road. And again, we don't have that. So, to Keyshawn's point, we backed ourselves into a corner starting at 24 because it's a need pick. It's not a luxury of best player available. Who's the best on your board? Because I promise you, two things were operating. They were sitting.
The best lineman on the board is what that was.
Yeah,
but after Graham had gone, he was probably the best lineman they had on the board.
Okay, but Graham Barton, you just know they were sitting on him to get to 29. You just know they were hoping that would play, because then Jerry would look like a genius. Too. Like, I got an extra third, and I still got my guy, right?
I was hoping, too.
In all honesty, they had them in similar grades, so they didn't mind if he didn't go to 29.
I'll bet they didn't. Because I'll just bet you they didn't.
I don't know. I'm not in the room, Skip. I'm just telling you how you have to think about these things that, hey, one guy is graded as a 90 and the other guy is an 87. That's close enough for us. If we miss, we got to address each one of those positions
But it's not that, because one was said to be somewhat of a project and guy, and one was said to be
by who, though,
right,
Michael?
Now.
Not by the Cowboys.
But by the so-called experts that are ranked.
Michael, are you going to listen to the so-called experts? You are the people in the room doing the damn picking.
You just listened to them. You told me the grade that some of them.
No, I just was giving you that to let you know that they wasn't the guys you're talking about didn't have grades like this. I'm just letting you know.
All right.
That's all.
So, Keyshawn, I'm going to let you know. I promise you, when they got to 29, they had several players on their board ranked higher than Tyler Guyton.
So why take Tyler Guyton?
Because you need it.
I can get a lineman in the second round then. Now what?
I don't know.
It ain't going to matter. It's not going to matter anyway. Based on what Philly and Washington's done in the division, it's not going to matter at the end of the day anyway for y'all. So it doesn't even matter.
You think we're looking at last place next year?
I didn't say that, but y'all ain't going to finish it first.
Come on now. don't go there just because the Lakers.
I've got a lot of reservations made for our sit-downs next year.
The Lakers are going to get swept. You can't come here to work today's key because you had a bad night with your team and come in to spew stuff on other people's team.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's not a good
That's a very
guy.
Good point, actually.
Don't be a bad guy, Keyshawn. Your team is about to get swept.
That's a good point.
I'm a bad guy because y'all moved from 24 to 29 and picked somebody you could have gotten in the third round. It's my fault. My fault now. Okay.
But I'd rather be a Cowboy than a Laker right now. That's all I know.
That's because y'all not playing. Wait till September.
Ah. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Last night, the Lakers had an early burst of energy and pride. They went up 8-0. They led by 10 after a quarter. They led by 12 early in the second quarter and by 4 at halftime. Then Denver did what it always does. Same song, umpteenth verse, took back over, pretty much controlled the rest of the game against the Laker team that just never looked like it believed it could beat Denver. Spirit broken, will broken, I'd say hearts broken, but I didn't see much Laker heart in the second half of a do-or-die game at home. That's 11 straight losses to the Nuggets. That's 7 straight playoff losses to the Denver Nuggets. Paul, surprised the Lakers didn't at least put up a better fight last night?
Well, you do all you can do with the talent that you got. And they just not as talented as the Denver Nuggets. I mean, 11 straight. Yeah, they came out, same old song, same old song. We just put it on repeat. We come out 8-0 run, up 10 after one. Then it's all downhill from there. I mean, this is just what I said before the playoffs started. This is a bad matchup for the Lakers. At first, everybody was like, oh, you're just a hater.
Well,
oh,
you just
don't, you don't like the Lakers. You don't like LeBron. But now that they're down 3-0, what is it now? What is it now? I'm a hater. Oh, then we had game one. D'Angelo Russell need the help. Game two, D'Angelo Russell help. And what happened? They lost. Let's not put this on D'Angelo Russell, because I know those are some of the things that's going to come up. Yeah, he has 0 points. Yeah, he looked like he was done participating in this series. I mean, from the looks of it on the bench, you know, it looks like all the Lakers are done participating in this series.
Yep.
And so it just goes back to what I said before the series started. The Lakers had a chance, but this is the one matchup. This is the one matchup that they didn't want. Now, you can say whatever you want about the role players, but listen, LeBron and AD, we need to put a lot of blame on them. I mean, they did what you...
I agree.
They did what you wanted them to do probably offensively, but nobody talks about what they've done defensively in this series. Nobody's been able to contain Nikola Jokic. Now, Aaron Gordon goes off for playoff career highs, and I believe that's LeBron's main matchup in the series. And so... at the end of the day, when this series is over, you got to look at your best players and say, where do we go from here? Because at the end of the day, in the playoffs, it's about your superstars. Yeah, they can put up the numbers and make it look good, but how are you affecting winning basketball games? And that's what it completely comes down to. Do you make the other guys on your teams better? D'Angelo Russell has 0. Nobody made him better. Hachimura didn't produce 4 shots. He shot 50% from the field. Nobody made him better. And that comes from your best players and your coaches. Period.
End of discussion, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no, one more thing.
No, I knew it.
One more thing.
I knew it.
I forgot about this.
Yeah, I knew you had something.
And saying all that, it's time to break these out, Laker fans, because this is what we're...
That is a raggedy-ass broom.
Hey, this is raggedy. Hey, that's what the Lakers look like, a raggedy broom. That's what the Lakers look like, a raggedy-ass broom.
Well, I'm glad you could... First of all, I'm glad you could join us today. I know you had some things that you needed to tend to after the Celtics lost the other night.
I was in Cancun getting... everything ready for the Lakers.
Okay. Well, you might want to make sure to hold some reservations for the Celtics as well, just so that you know.
That's a good point.
Look, here's what I'd say that PP said that was correct. They are a bad matchup, but I wanted them to do it in the first round.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah.
See them in the first round.
Was that be careful what you wish for?
No, because you got to see them at some point, so you might as well get them early while you kind of engaged in playing well, you might as well get them early. That's the way I looked at it. Number one, as far as I'm concerned, bad matchup. Number two, it's time to just blow it all the way up.
Yeah.
It's cool.
What you mean?
I'm going to get there. What I mean by that is we're blowing it up. Okay? Now.
Would you start
with everybody?
No, I don't know how we do it, but I can tell you this. That ain't working, and that hadn't worked for a while. Okay, we won a championship in 2020. Y'all poke fun at it. It's bubble. It's Mickey Mouse. It's Disney. Blah blah blah. Some teams didn't want to be there. A championship's a championship, and I understand people poke fun at it. But when you look at it, in LeBron's tenure with the Lakers in 6 years, we missed the playoffs in year one, which a bunch of injuries was all weird. Then we go on in 2019, 2020, we win the final in Disney World. Pandemic, no fans, all digital board, family clapping in the stands, a couple people, that's it. 2021, exit to the Suns, six games, first round, done.
It was ugly. Yeah.
Missed the playoffs in 22. Mm. Swept in the Western Conference Final after being in the play-in, the scratch and claw to get there. Mm-hmm. Then we finally make some adjustments, get there, boom. Broom it. Now this year, it seems as though
the broom is coming out.
Mm-hmm. It seems as though
the broom is coming out.
The dustpan is already out, mm-hmm. and they're getting ready to bring the broom out. Yep. That's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think that I would want to travel, even though I'm a participant and I'm a player. I don't know that I want to travel 2 hours to
deal with those guys
to lose. Yeah, I know, and it's a lot.
Yeah,
anything could happen. There's no question about it. So what I'm saying when I say blow it up. I'm getting rid of everybody, and then I'm going to make decisions on the top two dudes on what I want to do. LeBron James is a staple in the NBA forever, and it's hard to say goodbye.
Yep.
But sometimes in these situations, you may want to put him in a better situation for him, the end of his career.
Maybe.
To allow him to go somewhere that could really win a championship. Mm. Because right now... That's not the case with the Lakers and what it is. Think about this, Skip and Paul. Six seasons he's been there. They've been through three coaches.
Yep.
Luke Walton, Frank Vogel, and now Darvin Ham.
And I'm pretty sure he's about to be number four. That's what I'm saying.
And probably will be number four just the look of things.
Wouldn't you predict this will be Darvin's last game that he will coach?
It feels that way.
Yep.
When I look at D'Angelo Russell with less than 4 minutes to go in the game, sitting at the end of the bench, not engaged with the team standing up, in the huddle trying to figure it out. He over there on the side. That, to me, tells me you have lost something.
You lost something, and
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's on the cell phone, he's eating. I don't know what it is. I can't really tell, but it looked like a cell phone to me.
Yeah.
I can't tell. But whatever it is, he ain't in the huddle with you. Mm-mm. So that tells me you have lost something. And when I got Anthony Davis saying what he's saying about you, so I'm going to figure out what to do with my two stars, but the rest of these dudes, everybody's for sale.
But my thing is, everybody's for sale. That's on the coach, Key. Is that on the coach, really?
Well, I think that's on everybody.
Yeah, that's on everybody.
That's on the players, too.
Like, when you on the team, the leaders got to keep you engaged, too. You know, you got to hold each other accountable. It can't be, Darvin Ham's lost him. Why can't Anthony Davis like, hey, man, come over here, man.
Let me tell you a story.
Hey, come in the huddle.
Let me tell you a story, and I'm going to make it about me for a second.
All right.
Because I think, for me, I felt I was always a leader. We lost the game one time when I was in junior college. We lost the game, and we riding on the bus. And the dudes is laughing and everything, and they back there eating chips. And laughing, we just lost. We got an ass kick. You know what I did? I went back there and slapped the chips out of their hands and went ham on them.
Mm.
But that's what Anthony Davis and them need to be doing
to
people
like
D-Lo.
Ain't no pride in there.
You gotta say, man, get up and come over here.
You know, I agree.
Even though you're having a bad game.
That's what I'm
because
saying.
Because when I think about the Lakers, from my time growing up, I would have never seen that happen with Magic, Kobe, them. They would have checked. There would have been some.
Somebody would have said something.
Oh, somebody would have said something. You know how that, they going, you know, you're going to hear, oh, they got into a fight in the locker room. This is what happened.
You would.
You're going to hear that.
Agreed.
Or see it. And that hasn't been the case with this. That, to me, is the most disappointing.
Well, that's the leadership.
That's the most disappointing visual shot that I've seen in a very long time.
I agree.
With the Lakers.
Good point. Mm-hmm. All right. This is the one stat last night that just tore me up about the Los Angeles Lakers. Usually, if the home team shoots 5 of 27 from 3, you can just pinpoint and say, well, they just couldn't buy a shot. 5 of 27, LeBron was 1 of 6. Obviously, D'Lo was 0 of 6. 5 of 27. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The visitors were 5 of 28. So you can't even go there. That's no excuse because they shot it even worse than you shot it on your home floor. And they still cakewalked you last night.
Right.
So what tore me up was I've sat here and defended this team for 6 previous playoff games because in 6 times they fought them tooth and nail to the bitter end. All 6 times, they were right there. They had a chance. And certainly in game 2, the second game in Denver, man, LeBron's got it to a point where at least he's got a shot at it. And he missed the shot, and Jamal said, watch this. But it came down to watch this. It came down to a last-second shot over the long arm of the law in Anthony Davis, a high-level defender, and Jamal just made a great shot, a great clutch closer shot.
That broke their spirit.
And that was it. That was the end of them. So last night, we both thought, I just thought, this is LeBron bleeping James. This is an Anthony Davis that I believe was one of the top 5 regular season players in this league this year. If I had to pick my 5, you know, first team all NBA, he's on it for me.
First team?
Okay. Yeah, I would. I would have put him on there with obviously Luka and Shea and.
Not first team.
Boy, I would. He was dominant for much of the year. He had a great year.
Joker, Luka, Shea.
Yeah. Those 3 and who am I
forgetting? Tatum.
And Tatum, that's it. And I would put AD as my 5th.
What?
I did this on my podcast the other day, so I'm
Joker,
on record with it.
Yeah. Luka, Shea.
Yes.
Tatum.
AD.
This is
and
one
AD.
More I'm missing. No, I'm missing somebody right now. Giannis wouldn't be on there?
No, I wouldn't. I just didn't think he had a great year, and he was hurt. And Anthony Davis played. You kept pointing out he 70, played.
70-plus games.
Yeah. Giannis played, I thought.
Okay, but whatever. He's really good.
Yeah, he's really good.
And last night, I just didn't see any life, man. And it came down to they're up 4 at halftime, and I'm thinking.
No, he was balling. He was balling.
I'm saying. Now we get to the third quarter.
Yeah.
Well, this is do or die now. Yeah. This is it. This is obviously if you go down 3-0, LeBron's not going to be the GOAT because he came back from 3-0 because it ain't happening. It's just not going to happen, right?
I got the white flag. I'm done. Right.
Okay, so here come the Denver Nuggets in the third quarter of a do-or-die game, and I'm going to show you 3 straight plays with the game just teetering that they were down 3, and here's the first one. Here's Anthony Davis, if we could see this. Look at this. Anthony Davis, what are you doing? I mean, that's just careless. He just lost the ball.
Don't tell me this pass. Don't show it to him, guys.
There's LeBron, and it's just careless.
Don't show me this pass.
And then LeBron tries to go up for a shot, and guess what? Jamal gets him from behind, and it turns into, you know what Phil Jackson used to call this? It's a compound F-U, as in F up, right?
At that point, Skip, they let go of the rope.
Okay, and they let go of the rope. So we had those 3 plays, and guess what happened after those 3 plays? All of a sudden, they're down 6.
Yeah.
And it just felt like that was the end of that deal because all of a sudden, I look up near the end of the quarter, and wait a second, they're up 8, and then they're up 10, and all of a sudden, they're up 12, and I'm saying, what are you guys doing? They lose the third quarter 34-22, and it's history. It's R.I.P. Lakers.
I watched the same game you watched, Skip.
Okay. I don't know why y'all shocked when I told y'all this at the beginning.
Okay, but it's LeBron and AD, and you would think one last stand at home. We're just on pure pride and legacy.
I'm sorry to tell y'all this, Skip. Yeah, you're hung on LeBron and AD, the superstars of yesterday.
Yeah.
How is AD a superstar yesterday?
Listen, we're going through a shift right now, whether you guys like it or not. We're going through a shift. AD, LeBron, Steph is out the playoffs. KD is down 0-2 to a young bull.
That is correct.
We're watching a shift right before you eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
Understand.
It's a new shift. And it's turning over. The league is turning over
okay,
right
but
now.
AD
it's
is
time
at least
to accept the new stars.
He's at the backside of his prime, but still in his prime.
I don't think he's at the backside of his prime.
Okay, what is he, 31? So,
yeah.
Does he, okay. But again, it
that's why I said.
Not,
but that's
is
why
he in
I
the
said
middle of his prime?
That's why I said it's time to blow it up, yeah. And then we're going to figure out what to do with our two stars.
No, it's time to let it go.
That's blowing it up.
Like, let go of there's no more competing for championships for these older stars. This new, these young guys are here, and they're Shai Gilgeous, Luka Doncic, Tatum, Anthony Edwards. It's their time now.
But, people,
and so let's let it go.
That's why I said,
Joker,
give LeBron an opportunity to go find a championship caliber team that he can join.
There's not one out there.
That he can join?
There's not one out there. There's not one out there.
I'm sure Clutch could figure something out.
There's not one out there.
You don't think there's a championship caliber team to let him go out on top?
There's not one out there. No. He's not going to Denver. If he goes to Golden State, they'll be the oldest team in the league. Mm. Luka's the guy in Dallas. You're not going to Miami again for a second stint.
I don't know. That,
come
that
on. No, no.
I'm just saying for
you're
him.
You're not going to New York.
To not go out
no,
a certain
no.
way because the way
listen,
things are constructed right now.
Let's get. Let's
they.
Just, the older stars.
Can't do it. Can't run it back.
Let's just let LeBron run up the scoreboard now.
All right. So the bottom line to me last night, speaking of LeBron, was.
Stat-wise.
Yeah. Look, his counterpart on the other team, the guy he's going to guard and the guy who's going to guard him is Aaron Gordon for the most part.
Aaron Gordon was cooking.
And he just cooked LeBron, and I just couldn't believe it because he makes 12 out of 18, and he gets 15 rebounds, but he got 5 offensive rebounds on that's on LeBron.
Overhelping.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's cause because LeBron is overhelping on other guys, not paying attention to him. Backdoor lob, backdoor bounce pass layup.
Yeah.
15 rebounds because LeBron's helping. Not paying attention to him.
Hey, that was hard to watch. Not for you, but for him, for sure.
Yeah, I started off with a light glass of Cabernet. By the time the game was over, it was over.
I was eating barbecue chicken like Denver Nuggets was.
They were eating barbecue chicken too.
We all was eating barbecue chicken.
I was so looking forward to Lakers Celtics in the finals, and now we're not going to get either one of them.
No, what you mean?
Our own fans are booing us. Huh. That doesn't happen in Staples Center, man.
It does.
Our own fans booing us. That just doesn't happen.
It does.
I mean,
it just doesn't happen.
Ask Westbrook if it happened.
Well, it may have happened then, but. It's just not something we see on a regular, man.
Not in a playoff game.
Not in a playoff
game. And back to you, though, real quick. Yeah. You better stop, because the Celtics, they in trouble,
too. They're in trouble.
Oh, my God.
They in trouble.
Unless Miami Heat going to make history 2-3 more times, then I don't think so.
I don't know.
All right. That's what you think.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
You know what time it is. It's GOAT time. Time for Wayne's World. Time for Lil Wayne to talk draft and Lakers. And by the way, he was unfortunately at last night's Laker game here in L.A. Oh. But draft first. All right, let's go to the hottest story of the night.
Why are you smiling like that?
That thing was ugly last night. Well, I just knew it was going to be a hard
I smell Paul.
But he's a Laker hater, too.
No, I'm not. No, not at all. I'm not at all.
All right.
But the truth is.
Let's go to that flashpoint pick when all of a sudden, out of the blue, the Atlanta Falcons take, Michael Penix Jr., and your reaction to that was what?
I had to pick my paws. I had to pick my jaw up. I didn't know what was going on. I thought they was going Brock Bowers because of the Charger and then of course because of Kirk. They got Kirk already.
Yeah,
but first thing you know, the first thing I thought about, Aaron and Jordan.
Oh.
That's the first thing I thought about. Aaron Rodgers and Jordan. That was the same type of situation.
Well, and it is.
Yeah.
And they talked afterward about the Green Bay model for this. Jordan sat for 3 years waiting.
Yeah, but also Jordan is young. Yeah. Yeah, Mike already.
He's like 24.
He's a civilian.
Yeah.
He can actually go rent a car.
He's a full civilian.
He can go rent a car in another month. Yeah. It's a good pickup for them. I don't really care about his age because I'm only asking him. In fact, I like the fact that he's a little older. That means he's been through some stuff. Yeah, he's right. Been around for a little bit.
You don't need it in Atlanta.
Stop it. But in the end, this was the right move for him. It was weird when it happened, but it's the right move for them.
Agreed.
Because this is a 2-year deal for Kirk Cousins, Lil Wayne. And in the end, it could turn out to be a 1-year deal, depending on what Kirk Cousins does this year. When you look at it, they can sit up and say, you know what, we're going to put them in a battle in 25 and figure it out. Because nowadays, it's different before. Nowadays, they'll eat $50 million and keep it moving. You just see what they did to Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. They like, get out of here. We owe you how much? Never mind. They'll do the same thing. That's why when you start hearing the conversations about moving on from the receivers in San Francisco, possibly moving on from Dak Prescott, these owners, they're going to eat that salary cap up and swallow it whole and not even worry about it.
Or just take it from the position like, okay, we are spending $55 or $60 million dollars at the quarterback position. Yes. And they won't just let him go. They'll say, hey, Kirk, you're going to be the backup.
Or you're
going
to be the backup.
Right. And that's I love the pick, too, though. I love the pick. I thought it was a great pick for Atlanta.
And he doesn't have to play today. That's the beauty.
That's the best part about it.
Mm. So you are an LSU fan.
Yes.
How did you feel about Caleb going over Jaden Daniels?
Everybody knew that was going to happen. There was no feelings about that. I mean, I believe that Jaden's a better quarterback.
You do?
Yeah, I definitely
do. Okay. Well, so did Chicago make a mistake?
No, not at all. I believe that Chicago needed a rock star. They haven't had a rock star at quarterback in a long time.
That's a good way of putting it, too. That is a great way of putting it because they never wrap things around the quarterback in a passing game and giving him all that talent at wide receiver.
No.
They're saying we're doing something different. And you're right. They had a rock star, but he wasn't really, you know, Jim Mann.
But he wasn't great.
I love Jim too. I love him too. But you're right. Now they get a rock star at quarterback coming from Hollywood. That is great. It's great though.
Yeah, if they plan on making him a rock star and utilizing him at the level that I anticipate, they got to start off fast. Because once that weather change in Chicago, they going to do what they do. They're going to play defense.
They're working on a new stadium, though.
That's 10 years from now, man. Yeah. It looked pretty, though, the one that I saw.
Right.
When that weather changes, whether it's playing on the road in a Green Bay or at home in Chicago,
that's a fact.
You're going to have to run that football. And that thing changed in October. Mm. It ain't like California and all these other places. In October, it changes like that. So that's going to be key for them to get off to an early, fast start and win some games and put them in their back pocket. Mm.
All right. The last time you were here a week ago, you made your case for Drake May being the best quarterback in this crop. He did go third, right in order, to the New England Patriots. Did you love that pick for them?
I did. Yeah? I did. I do. I like that pick. I actually do.
Okay.
And not because of no time and all that. I just believe they have a solid quarterback, someone solid at the quarterback position. And then now they can work around. Yeah. They can deal with everything else.
Yeah. I never loved Drake May. Why did you love him? What sold you?
I believe he's solid.
Yeah.
He's
got prototype, man. Not just last year,
but the year before that in his first year, he was awesome.
He was. Yeah. And then they struggled, but he lost his best receiver.
Exactly.
Yeah, he didn't have any receivers. He's very athletic. I look at him a lot like Justin Herbert. On top of that, here's again another guy that does not have to play like a Michael Penix. He doesn't have to play this year. Yeah. They got Jacoby Brissett, this is not a team that's going to compete within that division this year. They're just not. They're not going to compete with Buffalo, Miami, or the Jets.
Yeah.
It's just not. So you can let Jacoby Brissett be a punching bag for a year.
I know, but the pressure on that organization.
The owners are willing to give Gerard Mayo, one of their own, the opportunity and the time to build this thing right. They don't have anything.
Right.
They don't have anything.
But there is pressure that no one can do anything. You can't dissipate this pressure because he's coming behind Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Well, he's gonna be behind Tom Brady too. He went
right,
a Super Bowl.
Exactly, right. So you can't just coddle him along because he's going to be measured to Tom Brady. Like, when are we getting him going? So you're going... it's going to be interesting to see how Gerard Mayo takes this.
Yeah, but you got Jacoby Brissett there for a reason, because you were going to draft a young guy, and he's just there to teach him how to get to the stadium. Mm. That's all he's there for. Be the punching bag so that the kid knows... When he sees that blitz on their film room, see how he hit Jacoby? We don't want you to get hit like that. That's what it's for.
But once they see Jacoby get hit a few times, they're going to...
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to call for that young guy. That's just what it is. Told her not to nitpick. Told her I'm too lit.